Good day, dear friends and listeners. I'm glad you've tuned in to what is the third episode of 2019 of Emma's House Music, our indie pop radio podcast. It has been an unusual start to the music year. Normally, January gives you a chance to plow through everybody's end-of-year lists and catch up on things you missed from the previous year. But this year, it's just been a constant flow of excellent new sounds coming our way. So without further ado, we'll start the show with the first two tracks that are maybe a little unusual for us, as they've both got a ska-influenced rhythm. For a start, let's just say this. Tullycraft. Yes, they're back, there's a new album, and the following 109 seconds are the glorious opener to it, Meaty Meaty Net.
Captivating dishabille, glowing like a glockenspiel, dancing indiscreet to a stuttering beat that was willfully obscuring the tale. It's kerosene when you're around, just enough to burn a town. Cleverly composed with the icing exposed, either way it was honest to fail. The mood of conversation, it could change direction, that's for sure. Lonely for so long, but not so certain that you ever were. Just another time and twist, I think I'm done with this. I never knew that you could be cruel. It rarely work. Meaty meaty net on a kissy cassette, like a bow that wouldn't break, only bend. Things we said but never meant, a template ready argument. Anorak or worse, and surprisingly terse when it came to you describing the end. The mood of conversation, it could change direction, that's for sure. Lonely for so long, but not so certain that you ever were. Just another tongue and twist, I think I'm done with this. I never knew that you could be cruel. It could change direction, that's for sure. Lonely for so long, but not so certain that you ever were. Just another time and twist, I think I'm done with this. I never knew that you could be cruel.
That's Meaty Meaty Net from Tullycraft's new album. It's called The Railway Prince Hotel. It's their first new material since 2013. And it's hard to believe it's their seventh long player already, and they're still not bigger than Coldplay, but instead still flying the flag for those of us who do not go absolutely berserk when they get the twee word thrown at them. Our second song on today's show is different, but also has a rhythm pattern that's got some ska feeling to it. Sacred Paws are a London and Glasgow-based duo from the UK DIY pop scene, who started out in 2015, had a debut LP out 2 years ago, and after a fairly quiet 2018 have just released their killer new track called Brush Your Hair. This is Sacred Paws.
I saw you crying.
that sacred pause with Brush Your Hair. Even though hair is not an area of my particular expertise, I'd say this seems like sound advice. We'll stay in the UK for one more song. Proudly hailing from a place curiously called Pity Me in County Durham, the band Martha have had a huge influence on UK indie pop in recent years. In fact, they're almost like a blueprint, and there have been many, many new bands whose sound could be traced back to Martha's releases. Now, Martha are back themselves, having just announced their third album, coming out in April on the Oxford-based Big Scary Monsters label. The album's called Love Keeps Kicking, and the title track is the first single from it, and in my humble opinion, it's their best yet. At least it's the very best song ever to mention Huey Lewis and the News. Here's Martha. Keeps Kicking from Martha's new album. Now enough of the nervous, hectic beats, it's time to tone things down a bit and listen to some dream pop from Asia. There's a thriving pop scene in East and South Asia, especially in countries like Indonesia and Malaysia, and it doesn't nearly get enough attention over here in Europe. We confess to being guilty of this too, we commit to doing better in the future, and we start right now by going to Japan. There's a label called McFly Records in Tokyo, and we found our next track on a compilation of theirs. It comes from a young solo artist called Yohei Sasajima, apologies if I said this wrong, who uses the band name Ethica and Lion. There's little information about the band, and even the labels say they don't know if Yohei has any material beyond that track. It doesn't matter. Here's Sooner, a lovely dream pop piece with an admittedly rather nervous drum machine. It's Ethica and Lion. Ethica and Lion from Japan with Sooner. Coming back to Europe and turning our attention towards Sweden, we are happy to report that after a 7-year absence, Sambassadeur have reformed. The Gothenburg band's last album, European, came out in 2010, and the new one's called Survival. It will be out in April. You're going to hear the first single, Foot of Africa. Africa here with a double K in the middle for reasons unknown to me. A song which proves that these one-time darlings of the Scandinavian indie scene have lost none of their soothing impact on our ears. Sambassadeur. Thank you. Foot of Africa from Sambassadeur's comeback album Survival out in April. Now, after playing music from the US, the UK, Japan and Sweden, we'll finish our run of six new songs on the show in a truly cosmopolitan manner in Brisbane. The Grand Seigneur of Australian pop is back, as next month we'll see the release of the new LP from Robert Foster. It's called Inferno. And here's the title track, a real stumper from Robert Foster.
The grass in our face. The jungle is coming. drought. The people are screaming.
Robert Foster with Inferno. Foster's new album is out on the 1st of March on Hamburg's Tapete Records. That's a label that you should really keep on your radar. Apart from the fact that they've got like a 95% market share of male solo artists who started their careers in the 80s, they've got Robert Foster, Pete Astor, Bill Pritchard, Lloyd Cole. They also picked up quite a few of those bands that were left homeless when Fortuna Pop folded a few years back. Notably, they've signed the new band from Ello Darlin's Elizabeth Morris. They're called Alva, and Tapete will release their debut in April. So, that's it for six new indie pop tracks from all over the world. Our finishing song for this show, as always, is our track from way back. Earlier on, we heard Martha's new single. The one time I saw them live was at the Inditrax Festival in 2015, when one of the headlining acts were US pop darlings The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. Their first album made the rounds on social media this week, as it was released in February 2009, and so it's 10 years old this month. Now, usually what happens with these records such and such is 10 or 20 or 30 years old today posts is people fall into this lament of, God, can it really be, how time flies, etc. I've had that feeling as well, but strangely enough, with the Pain's first album, I thought, hang on, really, only 10 years, it feels more like 20 to me. I don't know if that's because the band have moved so far away from their beginnings or for some other reason. It doesn't matter. We are going to leave you with a song from that record, The Pain's, shall we say, intertextual bow to an old Field Mice song. This love is fucking right. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed our selection this time and will favorably return for our next episode very soon. Until then, spend your time wisely, buy some music while doing so, and be nice.